episode 518, The Party of Smiles and Giggles.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you? Oh my, are you just totally frazzled? Are you running yourself ragged? Well, guess what? You need to run no more. It is Summer Sizzle Saturday. Yes, it is. It's a day that's already planned out for you. In fact, you could even make this the party of smiles and giggles last for a couple days. And it is going to help create major memories for you this summertime. With the end of school here and summer in full swing, it's time for the party of smiles and giggles. You want to create memories for you and your family. Laughter brings the house together, and that's what we want to do. We want to enjoy our times. Now, this party is for all ages. In fact, it's dedicated to my son as he is celebrating his birthday. Happy birthday, Grayson. Mommy loves you so very much. One way we feel love is creating memories, doing something different. What's that one statement we hear all the time from our children, especially after they hit like the age of 4.5? Where they learn it, I don't know. But even our hubbies get it too. I'm bored. I have nothing to do. Now, if it's for the girls, it's more of, I have nothing to wear. Regardless, most of it's, I'm bored. And we really know, moms, that we're not bored. But we just don't know what to do. We're feeling fidgety. We have energy that we want to release, but we don't know how to release it. The party of smiles and giggles will not disappoint. You're going to be laughing. What you need is very simple, actually. Most of which you can have and find around your house. Balloons, paste, and paper. Can you guess what we're going to make? How can we build this party of smiles and giggles? It's the pinata poppers. Oh, you got it. And they are going to be a pop. Indeed. Yes, they're a lot of fun. And I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter the ages. I'm going to walk you through this. It's very simple and it's so much fun, including for the adults and the dogs and the cats. Oh yeah, I told you this is a family event, right? That's what Summer Sizzle Saturday is all about. So here we're going to work on pinata poppers. You bring the surprises, which is going to give the smiles and the giggles. We all want to feel happy. Summer is just about when we have that bright sun out there. It's like we want to feel warm and fuzzy, not just on the outside because we're sweating because it's over 100 degrees, but it's because we feel warm and fuzzy on the inside. The pinata poppers will do just that. Remember, you don't have to remember all of this stuff. That's for me to remember. Okay, I have it all ready for you. All you have to do, go over to into the show notes, click on the link there, and it'll take you to where you can download the instructions for the pinata poppers and what you can do to create the party of smiles and giggles. Also, you can head over to createyournow.com and find the information there. Now, let me talk you through the process. The supplies, of course, that you need are balloons, paste, and strips of paper. Now, believe it or not, you have all of this in your house. Now, maybe the balloons not so much, but let's talk about these balloons. You can go and buy a pinata at the store, but I was recently there, and you know how expensive they are? And it's not anything fun. I mean, yeah, so you get the shape of whatever creature that you want that you're kind of, you know, I mean, they even had Olaf the snowman. I was like, you cannot beat up Olaf. I'm just saying. What you do is you can create your own and you start with a balloon. It's very simple. And most of you all have probably done this. If you have not done this in a long time, don't worry. Again, all the instructions will be there for you in the download. Just head on over to createyournow.com and you'll find it there. The balloons, size wise, if you have smaller children, get smaller balloons. You do not have to make these pinata poppers where they're hitting it with the stick in order to break it. No, no, no. We can actually make them poppers as if we're going to sit on them. And that is so much more fun, actually. And the dogs and cats go for it too, believe it or not. Do size appropriate balloons. If you want to hit it with a stick. I recommend using like those big punching balloons. They're like $2 to $3 that you can get like at the dollar store. That's a good investment for you there. Otherwise, you can do like 4 or 6 inches on the size of the balloons, or you can take it up to like 9 inches. That works also. Then you need the paste. The paste is simple. Flour, water, and salt. I'm sure you have some flour in your pantry. All you need is 2 cups of flour, 2 cups of water, and 1 tablespoon of salt. That's it. You're going to stir this batter, and you're going to make it till it kind of gets thick. You may have some chunks in there, but just wait till your fingers get in and you get all ooey gooey. Those chunks will disappear quite quickly. So then, this is where the cool part comes in. Are you ready for this? Come on, listen up here. Here is where the cool part comes in. You need strips of paper. And you don't have to use newspaper. What I love doing is using your old school paper, the children's school paper. You get to go through this pile that has accumulated throughout the year. And as you go through it, guess what? You're reminiscing about their year in school. You get to talk about all the cool things that they learned. Talk about the parties of smiles and giggles. It's already kicking up and we don't even have our pinata popper yet. Of course, you may want to save a few papers, so put those aside. But the ones that are just, you know, math problems or simple ABC writing that you really don't need to keep every single letter of the alphabet. I mean, if I was to keep every single piece of paper that my children have ever done, I think I would have literally a room full of paper. So this is one cool way to use it, and you don't have to have newspaper. Now, you can also use construction paper, but no, the thicker the paper, the more paste that you will need. So you may have to make more paste. And I would say make one batch and then make another batch accordingly. And you can always cut the amount in half if you need to. So cut those strips of paper into about a half to 1 inch strips width-wise, okay? And obviously the length of the paper. If they're thicker, make them actually thinner. Make sense? So if they're thicker, make them thinner. If they're thin, you can make them thicker. Okay, when you put these layers on, you're gonna dip it into the paste, kind of smooth it out a little bit, just have enough paste on there, and you're gonna lay it on your balloon. When you place it on the balloon, you're gonna cover the balloon one time, leaving where you blew into it and gave it air and gave it life, woohoo! Right there in that area, that tie of the balloon, that area you do not want to paper mache over because that's going to be your entrance. You will cut a hole there. It'll be your entrance into your pinata popper. You want to let the layers dry in between times. So you'll do one complete layer, let it completely dry. Do the next layer, let it completely dry. If you are doing this for your doggy or your kitty cat. Well, kitty cat, not so much, but your puppy dog, yes. Remember, we have a bulldog. Our bulldog loves these, and it's so much fun. He loves balloons. He will actually jump. I've got to post one of those videos for you all, but that's a total side note. But the balloons that we make with the pinata poppers, he loves to tear them open. Now, obviously, safety first. So if you're giving a pinata popper to an animal or to a child, regardless, or even to your hubby, please pay attention. Safety first. You don't want anybody choking over the contents on the inside or possibly the scraps left over as it flies everywhere. Make sure that if you're going to create it for your puppy dog, like for us when we do it for our rhino, our bulldog, what we do for him is we do multiple layers, like 6, 7, 8 layers. We make it really tough for him to tear into because he has jaws of steel. We let it really dry every single time, and then we will put treats in there for him. We stuff it closed, and then, oh my goodness, it is a blast to see him tear into it. It's just, it's so adorable. And I talk about giggling and smiles. Oh yeah, the house is full of laughter, which means what? Memories, memories, memories. So once when you've let this all completely dry, then guess what? You can decorate it. You can decorate it however you want. The younger ones, keep it simple. Do basic water-based paint so you don't have to worry about things getting everywhere. You can also do chalk. Now, chalk, if you're going to do chalk, I recommend that you do not then play with that in the house because obviously it's going to make a mess on your carpet. So it would be an outdoor activity only after that point. Or as your kids get older, you can let them experience with different paints. And if you're using that old school paper, you're not going to have, you don't have to cover it up a lot because a lot of that paper is white. You're not going to have a lot of colored paper. So it's really cool what you can create, and you can make them neat creatures, and you can put hair on them. You can use crepe paper and cut little different designs for the kitty cats. You can actually put yarn on them and just leave little tassels flowing. And as you roll it, they will just go chasing it, and then they'll roll. Oh my goodness. It is precious. It's adorable. So you have a lot of fun with it. Now, once when you've decorated it, then it's time to stuff it. Yes, that's where the little part of where the tie is of the balloon. You will cut that area out, okay? For the dog and cat, for the kitty cat, you don't have to. If you put kitty cat treats in there, rewards for them, know that cat treats are moist. The longer they're left in there, the harder they will become. You may not want them if they, you know, are done playing with them and they happen to get the treat out. You may not want them to actually eat the treat for their safety because it may be too hard for them and can hurt them as they swallow it. So FYI, again, safety first. For the puppy dogs, most of the time, just put in hard treats. You're good to go. And they will love it. And make sure you get your video cameras out, because you're going to want to take videos of them having fun with it. Then, of course, for the children, you can stuff this with candy individually wrapped. You can do like glow sticks or those little bracelets. You can do bouncy balls, obviously age appropriate. Don't give the bouncy balls that are real small to small children. It's a choking hazard, okay? This comes with a little bit of common sense here. And I know you have common sense, but I have to make sure I stress over and over again the safety, because safety is of the utmost importance here. So bouncy balls. Go to your dollar store. They have little things like, okay, maybe your child's into spiders. You can buy these little foam things that are just kind of like little balls. They're not even balls, but they're like capsules. And some of them are actually enclosed in capsules, and you place them in water, and then all of a sudden they expand and they make this weird creature. Those are fun to do. Now, obviously, you got to make sure that they know it's not candy in there. Don't mix all this stuff up. That's why if you make them pinata poppers, you can do multiple things and maybe have one that's just candy, have one that's just bouncy balls, and you can tag them accordingly so you know what's in there and you can make sure you're watching them for their safety. Okay, I know there's a lot, but again, I want to make sure you guys are having fun, but we've got to be safe too. Now, this is my favorite part. I told you this is for the whole family, and I hope you've lasted for this long, because this is even for the husbands. Oh, yes. You have to put in there the fun-loving winks.
That's what I like to call them.
What you do is you make your own little pinata popper. Now, Dad may be off to work, or this is also a great thing for grandmas to do with their grandchildren. But for you, if you're doing it along with your children, make your own pinata popper. But you're not going to use it for the kids. You're going to save it after the kids go to bed. Wink, wink. Just saying. One of my favorite ones to do is you can write different sayings on there. And here's one, for example. Sing the chorus of your favorite song and caress my back. Wink, wink. Talk about some summer sizzle. Oh, yeah, you just brought some summer sizzle back into that bedroom. I'm just saying. Sweet rewards for the children, for the hubby, for the dogs, and for the cats. It is for the whole family. That's what Summer Sizzle Saturdays are all about. So go out today, make the party of smiles and giggles rock out. Because why? You are absolutely incredible. Be present at your party, though. You know why? Because you are creating memories this summer. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.